Singer-songwriters Tim Buckley and his son Jeff have become the preeminent father-son cult figures in pop music, partly because both suffered sudden, tragic deaths. Tim Buckley has attracted a new generation of fans since his accidental drug overdose in 1975. Critic Milo Miles says you can hear Buckley's enduring appeal in the new anthology called Morning Glory.
Aren't you the girl who used to call me names? Aren't you the girl who used to play games? Weren't you the one who said she'd never fall? Now you're the one who's crying not so tall. Oh, I know what it's like. It's happened many times to me.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not fond of sensitive souls in pop music. The fragile artist induces cheap protective impulses in his or her audience and encourages fans to flatter themselves for their appreciation of refined sensibility. But Tim Buckley is a sensitive soul who refuses to be consumed by his many moments of bad poetry and overwrought passion. Every one of his 9 studio records fall flat at times, some of them most of the time. Until now, the only rational way to approach him was through 2 fine posthumous concert albums, Dream Letter and Once I Was. However, the new double CD retrospective called Morning Glory makes his strange career path sound more coherent and consistent than ever before.
Just like a buzz and fly coming to your life, now float away like honey in the sun. Was it right or wrong? I couldn't sing that song anyway. Oh, but darling, now I remember how the sun shone down and how it warmed your green smile when all the love was there. You're the one I talk about, you're the one I think about. Everywhere I go, but sometimes honey, in the morning, Lord, I miss you so.
The standard line on Buckley's singing is that you either love it or hate it. But I don't hear how you can honestly do either. Come on, his voice has clarity, power, range, immensely distinctive. On the other hand, he's often an inept show-off, mannered, strained. And he draws on questionable influences like avant-garde classical singer Kathy Berberian. Every time Buckley jumps the rails, he reminds you he worked in a time when it was more important to be new than comprehensible. What saves Buckley, and what the Morning Glory collection underscores, is that he could be straightforward, and his nebulous numbers could be rich with melody and carefully sustained moods, both sweet and sinister. Songs like Hallucinations and Chase the Blues Away thrive on just a phrase or two and a gripping atmosphere, which makes them strangely modern, sort of pre-electronica.
Well, come along and walk with me and learn the songs that lovers sing. When they believe dance along the river's edge, as arm in arm along the moonlit shore. The midnight cries. Well, I just came to chase the blues.
Buckley was designed for an era of seekers and questers, since he was forever unsatisfied. Unsatisfied with grubby modern romance, with artistic exploration and its consequences. And finally, he was unsatisfied with the bruised hedonism of his last records, which prefigure the nighttown meditations of Tom Waits. The saddest aspect of Buckley's premature death is that many of his affectations and indulgences suggest youthful exuberance and trying too hard. If he had made it through his mid-70s phase of confusion, self-destruction, and despair, it's hard not to think he would have come to value his basic gifts and not the florid extremes to which he could push them. Morning Glory ends with the most sublime version of his most sublime number, Song of the Siren. In it, Buckley considers lying down with death, his bride, but he sings instead to his muse, the siren. Unfortunately, in real life, the pale, cold maiden reached him first.
Milo Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge. He reviewed the new Tim Buckley anthology, Morning Glory.